You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Okay, so these lines are filled with people who want to play the game that we love called Rattle Off. First one to get through today is Stacy. Hey, Stacy, we've heard a lot about your mom.
Hi. I know, right?
Right?
She's got it going on.
It's a song.
Everybody knows. She does. Should we play that song?
I love that song.
Oh, Studley Steve's listening. He probably wouldn't.
Throw you down.
Slap me down. Stacy, what are you doing today?
Just working.
Okay.
What do you do? What's your line of work?
Well, I'm in fulfillment, but I'm just doing a sign holder job today just to make some extra cash.
Nice.
What does the sign say? I got to know.
Oh, it says, we're hiring.
Oh.
So you're out front someplace holding up a sign that says, we're hiring?
And you're zipping it around and stuff? All right.
Yep. Right. Well, it just shows the phone number.
What kind of work is it?
So it's for TPM staffing services. So different companies call them to get workers to work for them. So.
Well, look at that.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Steve just wrote in and said we can play Stacy's mom.
We can. Best day ever.
Uh-huh. So, would you like for us to play that, Stacy?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Come on, you got to act excited. It's a good song.
It is a good song.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Let's see how you do with the game. 10 seconds. Can you please give us 5 famous people named either Bob or Rob? I want 5 famous Bobs or Robs. Ready and go.
Bob Saget, Bob Barker, Rob Thomas.
That's good.
Bob Smith.
Oh, no. You got off to such a quick start, too.
Maybe 4? Is there a Bob Smith out there?
Well, I said famous.
Yeah.
Is there a famous Bob Smith?
I don't think so. It doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't matter. You got 4.
Doesn't matter.
But, you know, Stacy, I'm still going to play that song in just a few minutes.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bummer.
She sounded deflated at the end.
Very much so.
We have a Liz on the phone and a Lizette. Lizette is up first, though. Hi, Lizette.
Hi.
Good morning.
Is that your name on your birth certificate?
Lizette, yes.
I think it's beautiful. I love it. I love it, Lizette.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I usually go by Liz because people sometimes call me Elizabeth. Oh, they don't know how to say
Lizette.
It.
Lizette. Go by Lizette.
Just
short
with Lizette, and if they get it wrong, just punch them in the throat.
Whoa, Dom.
I can't go that far.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's a little extreme.
Is it wrong?
Violence
I want to call
never
you,
the answer.
Is it wrong I want to call you Lizard, though? Like, if we were dating, that would be my pet name for you, I think. Lizard.
Yes, that's what my sister calls me.
Lizard?
Lizard, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's cute, too. That would be the perfect pet name.
Mm-hmm.
My little lizard.
I like it. You got to do that. But you'll always be Lizette to me.
Oh, thank you.
What do you do?
I work at an optician's. I'm an optician. I work in an eyeglass office.
Gotcha.
Good.
All right, good.
I see.
Why are frames so damned expensive?
They shouldn't be because they tell us, like, if someone comes in and breaks in the store, just let them take them because they get the frames for cheap.
Yeah, the markup on them are, I mean, massive.
Well, you don't want to try to stop somebody from doing that anyway. Your safety is more important than a eyeglass.
And let's
frame.
Be honest, who's going to break in and steal a bunch of frames?
Well, I know they're like $500 each, man. I would.
What?
2015, they broke on Christmas Eve. They broke into the store. And our most expensive frame was $200, which was like a Coach in a Ray-Ban frame.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke in.
And took them.
Yeah,
and they're probably selling them on eBay then.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you get a bunch of $200 frames and you sell them for, you know, $50, then...
So you got the $200 Coach frames there. What do they cost you guys, or what's it cost to make those, like a penny?
$3.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking about, I'm guessing about that range because that's one of what my manager said.
So $3, like, and then you turn around and sell them for $200.
Correct.
Yeah.
What a racket.
Well, you know, it's the American way.
Go
right?
get LASIK.
Lizette, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
All right. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, Lizette. Give me five things that you might see at a museum. Five things that you could see at a museum. See. Ready? And go.
Mummies, letters, artifacts, jewelry, books. Yes?
Well, I always tell people to keep going.
Letters?
Don't stop
you say
at five.
Letters?
Was that yeah, I've seen letters.
Yeah, they've got lots
before.
Of letters, and they've got books and artifacts and mummies.
They do. All the artifacts is a little vague.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
that's where they keep
inside.
The artifacts is at the museum, right?
And is at a museum, right?
You're not gonna wander into TJ Maxx or something.
Can you imagine walking into the museum? Do you guys have any artifacts? No, I'm sorry, we don't.
We're out.
We have no artifacts. Well, we do have a gift shop and a cafeteria.
Lots of letters, though.
Mm-hmm. And there are books in there. I gotta say she got it. You're a
winner! Lizette knows museums!
A little lame on your answers, but technically you were right.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah?
So. We got you.
Yay!
Yay for you.
I'm excited.
Good. We're excited for you.
Do you have our show on at your iPlace?
No, we're not allowed to listen to anything in there.
Well, that's a load of crap.
Yeah, that's I'd quit.
Why don't you march in today and put us on? Mm-hmm. On the overhead
it's
speaker.
My day off.
I don't care.
Go in anyway.
Turn
it
on.
Show the power
turn mix on and leave.
And I've told you, and if they say no, you can't do it, I've already told you what the answer is. Punch them in the throat.
Then grab some of those frames and run.
I wish.
Do you wear glasses?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yeah, and we get a discount, so it's good.
So they're only $150.
So what do you pay for the coach frames then?
We get 50% off.
Yeah, okay. Jeremy's right.
So, yeah, because I'm really blind, so I get everything. And then we get 50% off, or even a free pair a year.
You're like my wife. If she knocks her glasses off the nightstand, she is one of those who's on the floor, like feeling around because she cannot see anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's me.
Her frames are so thick, they're like bulletproof, too. She can take a bullet right to the eye and be fine.
Right. Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they keep like the Constitution stored behind.
Yeah, they've laid Nicole's glasses right there on the Constitution.
Could, you know, Tom Cruise couldn't burn through in a Mission Impossible movie. So,
yes, that vision. Oh my God.
All right, Lizard.
You are beyond delightful. So, thank you for listening on your day off and thank you for calling, okay?
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm excited.
Oh, you're welcome.
Make my day.
Well, you just made ours. If you will stand by, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back. He'll tell you about that wonderful Altitude Store certificate you just got, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hold on.
Cool. I love our listeners.
Good humans.
I love our listeners. And we're going to play Rattle Off again tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock, but...
Here we go.
I told you I'd play Stacy's mom. So everybody can turn this up to 11.